Hey there, this is Bill Schulteis. I'm the creator of the Coffee House Investor. Together, we're helping each other build wealth, ignore Wall Street, and get on with our lives. In every video, I start out the same way. We're helping each other build wealth. And today, I want to talk a little bit about that whole concept of building wealth. Because in some ways, I think that our society has grown to look at building wealth in one dimension, and that is getting a bigger bank account. And the bigger bank account that we get and the faster we get it, the better off we are. But in the context of Coffee House Investors, building wealth really transcends this whole thing of building financial wealth. It means building physical wealth. It means building spiritual wealth. It means building emotional wealth. And I think this is more important than ever before. I talked a little bit about this in my first book. I'm excited to announce that in a couple of months, my second book, 20 Years Later, is going to be released. It's published by Wiley. It's called The Coffee House Investor's Ground Rules: Save, Invest, and Plan for a Life of Wealth and Happiness. You know, today with what's going on in the marketplace, there's lots of people that are saying, hey, there's a big disconnect between what's going on in the stock market and what's happening in the economy. And if you own about three or four or five of those individual stocks, you're making a ton of money. And whether it's Tesla or Amazon or Microsoft, and the more money you make and the faster you make it, the better off you are. Well, at some point in time, we've got to put this pursuit of performance in perspective, because we can be obsessed with trying to make more money in the stock market and we lose sight of what life is really all about. Now, in the moment, it's interesting to see what's going on in the stock market with the Teslas of the world that seem to be doubling overnight. But over the past 30 years, I've seen instances where these same companies, these same types of companies, have been going through the roof only to have the bottom fall out of it. Now, I'm not predicting that the bottom's going to fall out of some of these high-flying companies, but when you put your trust into the emotions of investors, lots of bad things can happen, as we have seen with high-tech stocks of past years. I talk a little bit in my book about the importance of putting that pursuit of performance in perspective. And the easiest and most effective and most efficient way to do that is to capture the entire market's return. Professional stock pickers have shown that it's extremely challenging. It's very difficult to outperform the stock market over time. And your best way to capture as much of the stock market's return is through low-cost, tax-efficient, broad-based index funds. But a more important feature of this investment philosophy is it allows you to turn your attention away from the hot stocks of the moment and towards things in life that really matter, that really do enrich you, like connecting with your families and communities and your cultures in your community. And if you're wanting to build wealth, turn away from the stock market and share your gifts with the world. I mean, I look at somebody like a Howard Schultz, who's probably made billions of dollars with Starbucks. I'm guessing that 30 or 40 years ago, he didn't set out to make billions of dollars. He set out to give a great experience to people who are buying a cup of coffee. It's those types of opportunities that continue to exist today. Share your gifts, share your talents with the world. My book can be pre-ordered on Amazon.com. Like this video, share it with someone, subscribe to my YouTube channel. There's more information at Coffee House Investor. This is Bill Schulteis. I'll catch you next week.